This Wicked Chops podcast is brought to you by Ember Gaming, a platform with a plan. Visit www.embergaming.com.
Never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Ready? When I say the fucking thing, I'm always ready. I was born ready.
Wicked Chops podcast. Old G and Chops. I'll give you the old G and Chops.
Yes!
Because you're moving.
I am moving.
But fine.
Moving on up.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we need to get right into this.
Right.
This past week, Marco Quadrax.
Marco Valerio.
Wrote an article that aside from just you, and we'll get to your beef that we hope.
Yeah, well,
is it a beef?
I don't really want to call it a beef.
First, the article. It was about personality versus skill in poker, right, and what's good for TV.
And I think it was actually titled something along the lines, is Gavin Smith or Dan Kelly better for poker?
Yes.
Now, first off, I think it's a little bit insulting to Dan Kelly, too, because I don't think that he's completely without personality. He's somewhat quiet. I think that there's quieter people than Dan Kelly.
There's definitely quieter people than Dan Kelly. I just want to say that he's a great TV
person. I think Doc Sands is worse for television than Dan Kelly.
I would agree with that, too. Well, okay, so Marco writes this article. It takes a couple shots at you.
Yeah.
A couple shots.
Yeah, a couple.
Marco's been nice enough to join us.
Right. Well, Marco...
And let's talk about
Marco was pretty quick to respond back when I kind of lashed back. I lashed back fairly quickly.
Right.
And then...
As you're apt to do.
Yeah. Well, I used to not be, but now I'm kind of bored, so I just Twitter a lot.
Sure. All right. Well, let's get Marco on the line and see what he's got to say.
Are we going to be able to see Marco?
No. Hey, Marco.
Hello.
Chops and Gavin, how you doing?
Actually, it's Gavin and Chops.
It's Gavin and Chops.
Right.
What's up, guys? Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm the personality of the broadcast, and Chops is the skill.
Okay. Very applicable these days.
So Marco, defend yourself. No, so...
Defend myself? I'm under attack.
No, you're
Yes, actually, you're under attack.
Now, okay. Marco, you wrote an article that I think has gotten a fair amount of coverage, would you say?
A little bit, sure.
By the way, I'd like to point out, Marco, I'm not angry in any way. So don't think that this attack is an anger attack.
I'm very relieved to hear that, Gavin.
Okay.
So what's the general feedback? First of all, just give us the overall thesis of the column that you wrote.
The thesis?
Yes, the overall theme of what you wrote.
Oh, the theme. I thought you said thesis
with
the VCs.
Thesis first, but I don't, we'll like it down to
I'm not the smart guy in this group, but I do not believe thesis and theme mean the same thing.
They don't, but give us the theme.
Okay. Well, basically, the point I was trying to make, and quite honestly, I don't even think I was trying to make any point in particular. I was asking a question. I know that's the defense of people who are then kind of taking a task for implying or stating controversial things, but I was asking...
You could actually call it stupid things.
Stupid things, well said. I was asking, I was studying, I was investigating, I'm just kind of trying to understand, you know, what is the television poker, TV poker in this country going to be like in the future? Who is going to be on it, and what will be the criteria for determining who's going to be on it? And in so doing, I kind of looked back upon my own experience with TV poker. You know, I got, as I stated in the article, when I first fell in love with poker, which was only a few years ago, I started watching it on TV, and I sought poker on TV, and it had a great effect on me, but that's actually how I began to idolize Gavin, who was and remains one of my favorite poker players.
Actually, I believe in my first interview, I was not one of your favorite poker players.
You were my favorite poker player.
Thank you very much.
Out of curiosity, Marco, what was it about Gavin that actually made you...
He was fun. He was fun. He was funny. You know, he was just like a really cool guy, a really fun guy, and I just liked him, and I thought he would be a cool person to hang out with. At the same time, you know, I was a young man. I was, you know, just about Tom Dwan's age. I was never hostile. I never resented people like Tom Dwan, who I also looked up to, because I thought he was a badass. I thought he was cool. And keep in mind, I mean, this is, you know, long before...
This is like 2009, right?
This is 2009. I mean, maybe not long before, but it's just before I actually got into poker as much as I did
Now, did you think Gavin was a good player when you were
yes,
watching?
Yes, of course. I mean, a lot of the controversy and what seemed to annoy Gavin to begin with, a lot of the controversy seems to stem from the accusation towards me that I somehow implied that people who do possess personality do not possess skill.
What the issue is, and I think that, you know, even the smart guys like Dan Kelly might think this too, is that in your article, I was referred to as clownish.
Mm-hmm.
The other comment about me was that not everybody wants to have a beer with Gavin Smith.
That isn't actually
Those are the two things, Marco. I read the article multiple times. Those were the two things that were said about me. Never once was it said Gavin was WPT Player of the Year. Gavin has a World Series of Poker bracelet. Gavin's won over $6 million in tournaments. Gavin's pretty skillful. Gavin's made a hell of a lot of laydowns on television that people are amazed at. Gavin's made some calls on television that people are amazed at. Never once was there ever any indication that I had skill. Nor, by the way, was there ever any indication that Dan Kelly had any personality, which I also think, quite frankly, is bullshit. I think he does have a certain personality. It's not as comfortable for him to have it. He works at it, just like I had to work at my skill coming up. I sucked when I first started. And I think that your article was basically printed to do like Rush Limbaugh, to be shock media. And I personally hold you to a higher regard than a shock media journalist. If that's what you aspire to be, that's fine. I'm sure you'll do very well. But I think that you're better than that.
All right. Well, thank you, Gavin. And totally fair for you to disagree. I do want to point out two things. You misread the part about the beer, and I'm actually going to jump to it right now because here we go. Not all casual players want only to crack a beer and laugh at Gavin Smith's jokes when they're consuming their poker entertainment. That was a reference to people sitting down on their couches, turning on their televisions, and tuning into poker TV. It wasn't meant to take away from the experience of hanging out with you.
I gave that the same amount of credibility as your game.
I think you misread that statement, but you know what? Maybe I could have written it better, and I'm sorry if the way I chose to word that statement gave you the impression.
I don't even care about that, because I agree that not everybody even
likes me necessarily. It wasn't meant to detract from you, and one of the mistakes I made was not taking into account how much the liberal use of your name would kind of hit you and kind of impress upon you and make you think that this was something that was meant to make an example out of you. Quite honestly, you know, I was kind of surprised really when you seemed to be so up in arms about how you were featured in the article. I have reasons for that.
The clownish was a little ridiculous, but also, you know, call me a fool, Marco, but you know what? I've been in this industry for 15 years. I've seen thousands and thousands of Marco Valerios come and go, okay? And I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of great players come and go. And I've withstood the test of time. I've had only one losing year in 15 years. And when you're doing an article of personality versus skill, and you do not mention my skill ever, I'm going to take a little bit of offense to that, because, quite frankly, Marco, I'm a damn good player. And you know what? There's a lot of freaking people that think that.
I don't disagree, Gavin, and it's your choice to think that the article implies suggests or indicates that I don't think you have skill. People have said, you denied this when I first, yes.
Through the article. Just read me the spot.
I wrote the article, Gavin.
Okay,
I don't need to go through it, but I will.
Read the line where it talks about me being a good player.
But, Gavin, I did not think that was necessary. I did not think I had to spell it out that I don't think that to have personality equates not having skill, and because that was not the point of the article. The point of the article was basically me sticking up for people who do not have personality and can only rely on skill to make a name for themselves in the game of poker. You are blessed to have both. You have personality and you have skill. But as I point out in another paragraph, I ask, at what point would poker talent alone, I even italicize it, at what point would poker talent alone make the industry feel comfortable with putting you on display? Not you specifically.
Never.
I meant you in general. I follow that up by wondering whether or not it's okay to have someone who really doesn't have much of a personality, at least not like a like one that's immediately visible on television. And what does a person like that, kind of person like that, be on televised poker and play great and put the spotlight on the poker itself as opposed to on the player and still make good poker entertainment?
And that
was the goal of the article. And if you want to completely disregard the paragraphs that follow that completely focus on that. It's your choice. No. I can only tell you what I set out to do with the article.
I totally believe that. But, and you know what else, Marco? I really think that the article would have been really great if you had rewritten it after you thought it out. But to be honest with you, and here's your answer in a nutshell. If you put six Gavin Smiths on a television on the TV table and televise it, that show's going to suck. Okay? If you put six Mike Matisows, that show is going to suck. If you put six if Getty Timoshenko's on together, that show's gonna suck.
Yeah, he's kind of pretty though.
You know, if you put six of the spectacularly breasted J.C. Tran by himself on, it will suck. The answer to televised poker is you need to have a mixture of everybody. Everybody has a place. Your skill will get you there. It's been proven. Your skill gets you there all the time. There's a lot of very talented players that got invited to Poker After Dark. Okay,
talented, but not maybe interesting.
Right, they got invited to High Stakes Poker. There've been a lot of very
NBC Heads Up.
NBC Heads Up. There's been a lot of very colorful people that have gotten invited to NBC Heads Up and the same shows. The answer to the question is, can you get there on just talent? Yes. Can you get there on just personality? Yes. Is it easier to get there if you've got both? Yes. That is your answer right there in a nutshell, as I see it.
I don't think you probably disagree with that, do you, Mark?
Absolutely not. I mean, we can have this debate all day. And another debate that we can have, and see, this is what kind of annoys me. And again,
if you bring
up
my gut, I'm going to be pissed off.
I, what's that?
If you bring up my gut, I'm going to be pissed off.
What? I don't even understand. But listen, Gavin says, I think you should have rewritten it. And you know what? I had to, you know, bear witness to the way he responded and to the other respondents. Realize that. You know what? In retrospect, had I known that making such an example out of Gavin or so frequently referring to him, because, and this is going to sound funny or maybe a little incredible, but in many of the ways I utilize him as an example, I mean it as a tribute, because I think that Gavin is an excellent example of someone who's a great deal of fun to watch on TV. I never really meant to take away from him or diminish him. Now, you point to the word clownish, and, you know, I was very conscious of the fact that I was using that word. Clownish meaning behaving a bit like a clown. And what does a clown do? He
clown as in funny, or clown as in...
A clown puts himself on display. He exhibits himself, usually physically, to entertain or to get a laugh, which is something that Gavin admittedly does all the time. It kind of surprises me, Gavin.
I never admitted to being a clown.
Realize that, okay, well, maybe the use of the word clown upsets you or offends you, Gavin, and you know what?
It is kind of an offensive term.
I'm sure it is, but you know what, Gavin? I've got to point this out, brother, I really do. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were part of that Poker Night in America experience, right? Absolutely. Which is in part what spurred the
That's right. Because this is not necessarily your first time seeing a TV poker production, but I guess maybe more getting a behind the scenes.
And by the way, Marco, in reference to that, Nolan Dalla also wrote an article about that, where I felt he exaggerated in many spots, and spoke to him about that as well.
Well, that's fine, Gavin, and you know we can have that. We should be having that conversation, because during that week alone. I mean, during that week, to me alone, I mean, you... This is while I brought a camera there, Chops, and I have this on film.
Okay.
While I was rolling the camera, you yelled at me, you made fun of me, you threw stuff at me, you pinched me, and it was absolutely all in good fun, and I loved every moment of it, because I thought, this is Gavin. This is what he does. Gavin is a little bit like a clown. He's kind of like...
More of like a provocateur, though.
That was,
I mean, if you had said more of like a clownish, I might have been okay. But I will tell you this, Marco... Every single person that I don't like and this is something that I learned from my father a long, long time ago that he taught me, but every single person that I don't like in this world, I don't say a word to, I don't throw anything at, I don't call them a name, I just ignore them. So maybe it's kind of not right, probably isn't totally right, but if I'm calling you names, it actually probably more means I like you than anything else.
That's okay. And you know, Gavin, I believe that, but you can't be surprised when after you carry on this kind of behavior for years in the presence of the media, sometimes especially when the media is present, you will have to deal with an adjective like clownish being thrown. I cannot possibly be the first person who has used that word or words like it to describe you or to describe your behavior. Now, listen, I also meant it lightly. I did not mean it to offend, quite honestly, because I thought, I really thought Gavin can take this. I don't think, Gavin is the kind of guy who hears a word like clownish and makes a big deal out of it. I think Gavin's going to look at that. I thought this admiringly, Gavin. I thought, Gavin's a badass. I can call Gavin clownish. He won't give a fuck. You know, Gavin's going to throw it right back at me and say, Marco, you're an ass and you're a... whatever, you're this and that and everything else.
Well,
that,
Marco, let's talk about
One moment, Shops, sure. But I made a mistake in thinking that. I made a mistake. If I had known that using a word like that was going to offend Gavin or just make Gavin feel bad, which is fine, which is legitimate, I wouldn't have used it. But at the time I used it, I thought, I think this aptly describes Gavin Smith's behavior in contrast to Tom Dwan, whose behavior I'm also describing in this sentence. I think it gets the point across.
Yeah,
and if Gavin should happen to read it, I think Gavin's going to be able to deal with it.
So, Marco, you got this behind-the-scenes look at PNIA.
Yes.
So you got to see a bunch of different personalities, I guess, mixed together. Gavin was part of it, too. Since there's no TV deal for it yet, still don't know if we're going to see it on TV, what stood out to you, I guess, as far as the personalities at the table and who, if it does make it on TV, do you think will shine, will be the most interesting to watch?
Well, look,
I think Greg Mueller, personally, will shine the most, but he also lost the most.
Okay.
I respect everyone who was part of that, cast. Chief among them, Gavin Smith, of course. I really respect the production, Nolan Dalla, Todd Anderson, Andy Rich. You know, these are a good group of guys, and they know what they're doing. And, you know, this is actually something that I'm hoping to capture in the clips that I should be releasing this week, which is that a guy like Nolan Dalla, who's, you know, he's been around for decades, really, and he knows and understands poker and poker entertainment better than probably, I would say, anyone else in this industry who works in the field that he works in. And you know, when someone like him so bluntly puts in his blog, you know, if you don't have, I'm paraphrasing here, but like if you sit quietly and et cetera, you know, then go screw yourself. And that's something that actually I almost reacted to or tried to react to in a way kind of like maybe how Gavin is reacting, which is to derive implications from it, to derive messages from it. Well, like, really, could I really be super talented but be one of the quiet guys that you described in your casting
maybe
call?
Maybe specifically for that
out?
Show, though, or what they're trying to capture, you know, what they're saying they want to capture. Maybe being that quiet guy in the corner isn't what they are looking for. So maybe it was just specific to that show, but I understand what you're saying.
But you know, Chops, and this is kind of at the heart of the debate here. I mean, you got to be expedient, especially if you're a writer. You've got to be expedient. You got to get your point across. I'm actually extremely verbose, which you can tell when you hear me speak, and I have to make sure I don't make that mistake when I'm writing. So I have to get rid of paragraphs. I can't expect Nolan, who's trying to get his point across, to devote an entire paragraph saying, now listen, I'm not saying that just because you wear a hoodie and sit quietly you don't have a personality that we don't like. No, you know, Nolan's got to get his point across. He's got to be like, you know, hey, this is the kind of person we're looking for, and blah, blah. You guys will leave it in the rest of it will leave it in your hands. And when I wrote what I was writing, I was trying to get the point across, like, look, does not having a personality or an easily visible personality kind of disqualify you when you're up against the likes of Gavin Smith, who has tons of personality? Now, could I have made room for another paragraph that said, no, nobody get offended now, Gavin is all these amazing things, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I could have done that, but I would have had to do that numerous times throughout the essay, and it would have made it thrice as long or four times as long, diminishing its readability and its popularity, I guess.
You could have made it one sentence longer.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you could have said not to diminish Gavin Smith's skill, but to clown Gavin Smith.
Next time I'm talking about you, I'll make sure to do that. I'll make sure to think at every possible step, is this something Gavin could take out of context? And if so, how do I make sure that he doesn't?
I don't think you need to put Gavin there. You could have changed me up with anybody there. You could have said Mike Matusow. You could have said, you know, you think Mike Matusow would have liked it or whatever? If you never mentioned his skill, if you never mentioned the fact that he's got four bracelets. You know, do you think Greg Mueller would have liked it if you never mentioned that he's made millions of dollars and has two bracelets? I mean, that's just the bottom line is, you know, are we a little bit outspoken, outlandish, crazy, whatever? Yeah, you know, am I lucky that it comes naturally to me? Yes, you know, I'm very, very fortunate, you know? I'm the first guy to admit that I'm very, very fortunate that I don't have to work hard at the personality part. But you know what? I had to work hard at the skill part. And the guys who maybe have the skill part come a little easier to them, why can't they just work as hard at the personality part? It's not that hard. You have a hell of a lot more personality now than you did when you did your first interview with me when you came out. So you worked hard at the personality part. Everybody else can do the same.
Okay.
All right. Well, Marco, thanks for coming on. Yeah. Talking about that.
Yeah, thanks, Marco.
Well, okay.
Hey,
seriously,
absolutely no hard feelings.
I'm glad.
I'm dead serious, and all my tweets, all my tweets are they tweets or tweets?
Tweets.
Tweets.
All my tweets were always meant in fun. In general, I don't think I've ever done a pissed off tweet, and I don't think I ever will, because if I'm pissed off, I'm going to do that to your face, probably with my fist.
Okay.
And he would, by the way. I can vouch for this.
You did try to...
Oh, crap.
You just cut him off.
I just cut him off. We're going to bring him back on. Sorry about that.
Did I lose you guys?
Yeah, you
dropped us, you bastard.
Yeah, it was all you, Marco.
I was talking about Gavin pinching my nipples, or trying to. I'm proud of the fight I put up. But listen, if we're done here,
titty twisters are funny.
If we're wrapping it up, I'm glad that Gavin isn't taking this too personally, and I'm very receptive to his criticisms, and for any oversights I made, or for whatever mistake I made and not foreseeing how this would offend or impress upon someone like Gavin, I do apologize. I'm sorry, that was not my goal. It really was not my objective. That's the most I can do, and hopefully Gavin will believe me. I've said this to you in person, I've said this to you publicly, and I'm mortified that what I wrote hurt you and offended you. I really am, though.
Hey, no, I've changed it. You know how they used to have Follow Fridays, which I always hate, because I hate...
Sensitive Sundays, yes.
Sensitive Sundays begin today, and I find it.
I saw your tweet. That's right. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. I still like you, and I've never stopped liking you. And I'm looking forward to having a beer with you next time I see you.
Right,
have a
good trip. Make a virtual hug it out now.
No, I'll have a beer with you. Only difference is in the past where I would have always bought. Now you have to buy.
That's all right. All right. We'll settle with that. You're right. Cool. I'll take that.
Marco, thank you.
And thank you, Steve.
I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Thanks.